This is Michelle Yeoh. You're listening to the Teaching Strides podcast, a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.
I'm Julie Mooney, and this is Teaching Strides, Episode 2. Teaching Strides is a podcast series featuring Mount Royal University faculty discussing teaching practices that lead to student success. Today we speak with Dr. Glenn Rule about visual thinking. Dr. Glenn Rule is a full professor in and former chair of the Information Design Program in the Faculty of Communication Studies at Mount Royal University. His industry experience includes serving as Education Program Manager for the Environmental Services Association of Alberta and as the Executive Director for the Canadian Plastics Industry Association, West. He is a member of the International Institute for Information Design, and in 2012 he received Mount Royal University's Distinguished Faculty Award. Professor Glenn Rule, welcome to Teaching Strides.
Thank you.
What is visual thinking and how do you use it in your teaching practice?
I'm going to give you an example of a tool that I use called the infographic. It's a visual display of information that combines images and text to tell a story or facilitate insight through visual means. A well-designed infographic should help us understand concepts and relationships. And like all good information design, an infographic allows us to understand quickly and easily about ways that normally would otherwise take large amounts of data, a great deal of written text and illustrations and tables. So in information design, as we progress essentially in four phases, we go from data, which of course is the king of all information design, and we form that raw data into information. From that, it becomes knowledge. Ultimately, this is our final goal, to produce wisdom.
So how do you use this particular tool in your teaching practice? Where do infographics fit into in the communications studies program?
Well, the beauty of this approach is you can use it in any course. So let me give you an example. Let's make large numbers understandable. Let's question how old the Earth is and how we might describe how long people have been on that Earth. Our data indicates that the Earth is about 4.54 billion years old. That's a huge number to understand or to visualize. So modern human beings have been on the Earth for about 200,000 years. So how might we show this? So Julie, I'd have you stretch your arms as wide as possible.
Okay.
So what we have now is we are representing through your outstretched arms the entire age of the Earth. And now if you flick your furthest finger, that represents how long human beings have been on the Earth. So that visual representation to understand the complexity of a large number could be understood by children or in a talk to adults. Another way you might be able to do something like that, you could think of the entire timeline of the Earth and its existence as compressed into 1 year. If you did a map like that, in this case, humans would be born at about 11:58 p.m. on December 31st. So it gives you that kind of idea of how we want to make large numbers understandable, and I don't think you'll ever forget how long people have been on this Earth.
And how have students responded to this teaching approach, this infographics tool or this visual thinking approach?
Well, at first, the infographic is perceived as a bit of an easy thing to do. But a lot of times, someone will come to us with an issue or a question and ask, how can I describe this to a population? So for example, I might use an infographic as a key component of one of my courses that involves community service learning, or CSL. So using an assigned theme, students prepare an infographic that is of vital interest to the community client. This year, we're working with emergency medicine physicians to determine what medical testing is unnecessary or could be reduced. In short, how do physicians communicate risk and what are the questions every patient should ask? By using an infographic, the dialogue can be made more easily accessible by both the physician and the student.
And how do your students create infographics? I'm familiar with a website called PictoChart, where you can access sort of free downloadable templates to insert your content into a pre-existing infographic.
That's a good start, and I think it gives everybody a bit of an idea of how something can be used. Like any software program, a template can be very useful. What we attempt to do, though, is a little more involved. We have to provide a rationale or a process for how we produce the infographic, and then once it's produced, we have to test it. And this is where usability testing comes in, to see how the audience responds to the design that we've created. So, in a sense, we have to combine design, technical writing, and cognitive psychology. When we use a template, we may not understand completely what the user is looking for. So through the process with interviews and understanding what they need, we then look to see data that can support any claims and back that data through the proper use of the right charts, the right graphs, and this all takes a considerable amount of work on the part of the students where they analyze the types of graphs that are used, the data sets can be translated to that information. And then the beauty of this is we make numbers understandable through something that we call information design, which is not to be confused totally with design or graphic design. It's a component that's much different. We're telling that message, we're telling that story, and we're using every element of the design, from the font to the color to the placement on the page, to tell that story. And this is where we come in as being perhaps a little more complete than just using a template that you might download from the web.
What have you learned about your own teaching practice as a result of using infographics and visual thinking with your students?
I've learned that technology is wonderful, but sometimes the concept of creating understanding goes beyond technology, and it goes beyond the manipulation of ideas through the use of software technique. It was said best by the great Italian designer Bruno Munari. He said, "To complicate is simple. To simplify is complicated." In order to complicate, you just need to add something, whatever you wish to use, colors, shapes, actions, decorations, characters. Eventually, everybody's able to complicate. But my goal is that ability to simplify. If in doubt, leave it out. And that the most beautiful outcome is using the tool that makes something understandable without making it complicated. There's a lot of work that goes into that, and we all know how difficult it is to create short, insightful meaning.
So if a faculty member came to you and said they were interested in incorporating infographics into their teaching practices, do you have any advice you would give them?
Modern information design is equal parts art and science. We have to recognize that in our world, we have a diminishing attention span. So if we think about how our audience is looking at things, we have to recognize that more isn't always better. So maybe the infographic can get you away from something like PowerPoint, create more dialogue, something we're all looking for, because I think, in essence, the dialogue between teacher and student is what ultimately creates that learning.
Thank you so much.
I hope people listening to this will be inspired to look into infographics as a teaching tool.
Glenn, thank you for joining us on the Teaching Strides podcast.
Thank you.
This has been episode 2 of Teaching Strides. Join us next time when we speak with Professor Ada Jarzma about teaching personally challenging material. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the Teaching Strides series on iTunes. Visit us at teachingstrides.ca, where we post guest bios and links to additional information on the topic of each episode, and where you can sign up for email alerts and our RSS feed. Teaching Strides is a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.
Teaching Strides, MRU faculty daring greatly.